The Wandering Boots. This story took place around the year 1830. This particular Boots was very busy back then. The people often saw a wandering light between midnight and 1 a.m. on the Glewandy Meadow. The Boots resided at Stayhower's house. Once, in the entranceway of the house, it sounded like a dozen cats were having a carnival. Finally, when they couldn't stand it anymore, a priest was called to place a benediction on the house. The Boots disappeared. A few days later, however, the troublemaker moved into the Marksa house. A young married couple lived there with their baby. During the night, the child was put in a cradle next to the mother's bed in a side room. Once, just as the clocks were striking midnight and the full moon was shining through the window, the cradle rocked so hard that it turned over and the child was thrown out onto the floor. A few days later, the child got sick and died. In order to try to ward off any more bad luck, Mr. Marks went out and bought a big crucifix and nailed it to the gable of the house, which, by the way, is still there today. The Boots left, but it didn't go far. 2 days later, it was rampaging through the Schroeder's house. It was extremely noisy, throwing the water bucket and pans onto the floor of the kitchen and drumming on the pots with a ladle. On the second night, it walked around in the cellar and threw the wooden utensils used to make cheese onto the floor. On the third night, they could hear how the front door opened and then slammed shut. The man of the house finally went to Schroen's and bought a cross and nailed it to the front door. The following night, a ruckus was raised in the entrance hall. Everybody in the house was too frightened to move. In the morning, when they went into the entrance hall, there wasn't much to see. Just the round glass window that was broken into four pieces on the floor. The Boots had broken the window and escaped through it. The four nails that held the window in the frame had not been touched.